The Business News Hour is made possible through the support of RE/MAX Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the metro. Learn more at homeconnectusa.com. And the Strudel House Fine Austrian Dining. Ask about the gourmet passport, thestrudelhouse.com.
You know, when you talk about employees and employees making a difference in your business, one of the things that you really have to pay attention to is the training of those employees along a wide swath of areas. With us in studio is Ro Crosby. Ro is Tarot International, at least one of the principals that are there, and we're going to talk to her about employees and employee training. Welcome to the News Hour, Ro. Good to see you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you had a good time in the traffic, too, huh?
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of excitement downtown today.
Yeah, well, yes.
Indeed.
Yeah. So when we talk about, and one of the things that we do here on the News Hour, we talk to lots of businesses, and they come in from small to medium to large businesses, and one of the things we hear consistently from people is, give us good employees, well trainable employees, people who have a spark of interest in what it is that they're doing. We can train them in the technical stuff. We just want them to have soft skills as well.
Yes, and you're hearing a trend that's going to be continue to be a growing trend. We know that technical skills are important,
sure.
But those become obsolete very quickly. The half-life of knowledge is estimated to be 4 years. And that's the amount of time it takes for something you learn in any given year to have to be replaced by new knowledge. The softer skills, the interpersonal
right.
skills, are somewhat resistant to change. And since many companies also define their competitive advantage with their service and their corporate culture, those soft skills become really important.
Well, those soft skills, and exactly what you just mentioned, do become the brand that the consumer recognizes.
Indeed.
I mean, you can be all kinds of technically correct, but if the employees aren't fostering a positive brand image out there, you got some trouble.
Yes, that is competitive advantage, for better or for worse.
Tell us a little bit about, we're going to get into more of this, but tell us a little bit about the history of what Tarot International was and is.
Well, thank you for asking that question. As things progress so quickly and change, you would think that every business would change just drastically. And interestingly, Tarot was founded 22 years ago with
wow.
a focus of helping people build their communication skills. That is as relevant in 2015 as it was in 1993.
And there are
yes.
more opportunities to showcase those communication skills.
Yes. And, you know, we've got so much more access to technology. We've got the illusion we're building bigger networks because of things like social media. And yet
yes.
the ability to be able to relate well to others is something that's still an interpersonal thing. We are social creatures. And with all the technology, it's interesting how many people report feeling more isolated than they ever have before.
22 years ago when Tarot International began, what was the focus at that time and how has it changed?
The focus at the time was very focused. It was on presentation and communication skills. And that original program is still our flagship. Over the years, as we've grown and welcomed new team members with different areas of expertise, we've expanded into other interpersonal skills such as leadership development, cross-cultural communication, team building, and all of the ways that we interact with customers and colleagues.
You know, one of the things, and because I get to be in the retail space as well, my real job is as an advertising agency. So we help our clients in all kinds of things, from public relations all the way through designing packaging and things like that. But one of the things that we're very aware of is when we interact with clerks or other businesses, we listen very carefully as to how they communicate with us as a consumer.
Yes.
And when that communication lacks, the brand image starts to be a detractor.
It does. And communication as it relates to brand and perceptions is complicated. We tend to think of it as just the words we say, and yet research is very clear. 93% of communication is nonverbal. And integrity in communication is aligning one's words with how they look and how they sound. And you know all about visual communication and the power it is.
Yeah, absolutely. But one of the things that you just touched on that I think is very important is that visual communication, the ability to communicate outside of just the spoken word. Give us a couple of examples of that.
I will. And, you know, we're at a wonderful time in Iowa because we're going to be welcoming all of these political candidates.
Right, boy.
coming to town, we're going to have an opportunity to be able to evaluate them in snapshots. And largely, we're going to do that through the visual messages they send. There's a field of science called neurolinguistic programming that really speaks to the messages body language sense. And how we can communicate whether we are trustworthy, whether we're truthful, whether we're honest. All of those things are communicated visually before they are vocally. In fact, it's been said if there's incongruence between what you say and how you look, rely on the body language.
Really?
Yes.
How so? Because that's the tip? That's the, what do they call it in gambling, the tell?
The tell. What a wonderful connection to make. People who are experts on body language even know how to read micro expressions.
Really?
Those instantaneous little facial expressions that communicate what's deeply going on inside us. Now, your average voter isn't going to probably be able to spot those, but we can start to spot what's going on with someone's body language and when they start diverting their eye contact, when they start closing up their body language, and we can start looking for incongruencies.
One of the interesting things that you just mentioned is how those little micro changes in facial expressions have a reaction or tell the reaction of what you're receiving. Here's something for you, and we just learned this the other day. There is a company based in California that what they do, they micro test commercials, political messages, simply by scanning the face and then watching for those little tells and what makes a difference in how they react to whatever the message is. So the science is there as well.
The science is there.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
It is really fascinating stuff. And here we are on the radio, and the research on that's pretty interesting. And you, of course, are going to be an expert on things like vocal quality and what does tone communicate. And it's been said that if the visual element is not present, 87% of the impact of the message comes from the vocal quality.
Okay, yeah, well, and that's been a long-standing thing,
yes.
Of course, in the radio business. When you look out there at the world of corporations, when you say, okay, where's your sweet spot as far as companies that come to Tarot International for training?
We are so fortunate that the type of skills that we help people develop across every geography, every industry, and every level of an organization. Our sweet spot has more to do with organizational culture. It has to do with the companies who really recognize the importance of employee and leader development and are able to see that this is not simple. These are difficult skills to acquire. We're asked to break habits that we've had for a long time, and that's something that takes time and energy.
And the habits that lots of people have, you know, just in the communicative skills, looking at somebody in the eye and actually paying attention and listening to what they have to say, so vitally important, because if you're thinking about whatever your next question or what you're going to say next, that doesn't work out very well, does it?
We call that listening to respond instead of listening to understand. That's so true. And most of us have not had good models of listening throughout our entire life. In fact, we've been taught by well-intentioned parents and teachers who have taught us listening's a passive activity. And they say things like, I hope I'm allowed to say this on the radio.
Sure you are.
Shut up and listen, which communicates that listening is a passive activity. And in fact, listening, when we study it, is an active sport. And it's done not just for the listener, but for this person who's doing the speaking.
Let's switch gears for just a moment and get into social media, if you will.
You know,
social
yes.
media is a wonderful tool. It can be an absolute blessing for corporations that are trying to extend their brand's reach into consumers. But it can also be the death knell if you don't do it right.
Yes.
Does Tarot International, do you guys work with that as well?
We're certainly not experts in social media like many organizations. We're really trying to figure out how we serve the people we serve through that additional vehicle. In terms of how somebody presents themselves electronically or online, that is an area of expertise that we have. There's certainly etiquette around e-communication. We've seen careers rise and fail over some very, very simple mistakes that they've made on social media.
You know, one of the things that you just mentioned was
e-communication.
Thank you. E-communication. I heard it, but I didn't process it. E-communication. Email, of course, is a very expedient way to communicate with people across vast distances, and we can get lots of things done.
Yes.
But one of the things that is dangerous to email, we think, is that it doesn't convey emotion, or you can't tell the tone of the voice that's being said. So can you teach that in e-etiquette?
Well said, because you're right. Email does not have tone. Our counsel for people communicating on email is it's a great method for communicating information rapidly to people you have relationships with. If you don't have a relationship with someone, we suggest you choose a more personal form of communication until that's built, so the phone or face-to-face, or if the message might be misunderstood, if it's got a little bit of, I don't know, challenge to it.
Sure.
If it may be received badly, then a different method of communication is more appropriate than email.
Ro Crosby is with us from Tarot International. We're talking about the art of communication and the art of learning soft skills for any corporation. When corporations come to you to talk about soft skills or training, what are the one, two, and three top things that they're requesting from you?
We're seeing trends across a number of things. Communication has been and will continue to be the ability to present well. Leadership development is very important for two reasons. One is just the need to create an environment for people to be successful, and the other is succession planning. We've got a very large contingent of leaders who are going to be leaving the workforce in the next 5 years, and so leadership development is critical. Also pleased to see an attention to cross-cultural communication emerging.
When you talk about cross-cultural communication, that is relatively new here in at least the state of Iowa, because the state of Iowa has been relatively in one cultural field for a very, very long time. Now, largest growing segment of the population is Hispanic. We have individuals coming from Africa, foreign nationals from India, and their cultural differences in communication and leadership skills are vastly different. And so teaching people how to deal with that, I'm sure, is going to have to be, well, top-of-mind awareness.
It is. There's a real science to it, and there's two things. One is the area you're talking about, the cross-cultural interactions that happen domestically. Iowa actually has a number of companies that are doing terrific business globally, and when you're operating in a global marketplace, there's considerations that go just beyond geography and language and actually relate to how people work cross-culturally.
You know, and that I think is surprising for some people to learn. You know, we do a business broadcast, so we're always talking to business people and asking Kemen Industries, for example, about where are you doing business, or DuPont Pioneer, where are you doing business? And those aren't just the only companies. There's CL Enterprises based out of Urbandale, Iowa, that has worldwide distribution out there. And so yes, they're into multicultural aspects and communication opportunities around the globe. So very important stuff.
Absolutely.
So when you look forward, 22 years, Tarot's been around, when you look forward into the, peering into your crystal ball, Ro, what do you see? Where are we going to be? Where are the next challenges, you think, as we look at business, soft skills, communication, and leadership?
Well, it is my great hope that the soft skills will find their way more into traditional education. They're going to continue to become more and more important.
I hope so, because nobody does that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And I know our school system is being asked to do a whole myriad of things that may or may not be appropriate. But but at the same time, you know, if you can't get these skills at home, somewhere they've got to come from. And I know some of the community colleges now are instituting programs where they teach people how to communicate and how to listen and how to interact with people.
That's exactly right. And that's a great step in the right direction. We do know late childhood and early adolescence is when we're starting to figure out how to interact with the world. And that's my great hope, we start to see these skills find their way to that age group.
Absolutely. Ro Crosby, thank you for spending some time with us. This has been a bit of an extended interview because this is one of my very favorite topics of the world, is how do we create tomorrow's system of leaders and interactive people to better communicate with not only customers, but internally in their business. Good stuff.
It has been my great pleasure. Thank you.
Ro Crosby, ladies and gentlemen, the company is called Tarot International. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. We've got the Wall Street Report coming up, and then a look at the Iowa 25, the 25 stocks that we follow. We'll report back to you the biggest movers up and down the big board. And also, we'll take a look at the commodity numbers. That's all ahead of our time with
Greg Edwards. Greg is the Chief Executive Officer for the Des Moines Convention and Visitors Bureau, and recently he was in Germany. What the heck was he doing over there? Pre-Oktoberfest? What's going on? Greg Edwards coming up yet on the Business News Hour.